What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the ale. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Stirred Spirits. I'm Hadley.
I'm Thomas.
And we're sitting next to our guest, Olivia.
Hello, oh, Olivia. Jinx. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We've had quite a day. This episode should be interesting.
We are gone.
We started early, got in the mood, got spooky, but also got very, very drunk.
And now we're drinking more. We all shared a little pad thai.
We had, yes.
Hadley and I split a single egg roll in half.
That's nice.
That's called friendship.
That's friendship there. That's sharing, to keep up our...
She fed me.
I cut an egg roll in half. And
I felt
then
weird
fed
being there.
The finger size.
Did you feel like it was too intimate?
It was
for
too
you
intimate.
Either?
I shouldn't have been there to witness such a...
You could have gone outside.
Such an act of radical friendship.
Are we talking about me now? Literally made us the most delicious drink.
Yes.
Thank you.
We need to collect our thoughts and appreciate it.
I want to get into bartending because my dad...
Well, really?
You should open up with this because it is very tasty.
My dad's really into it and it's like a fun party trick and like every work party he goes to, he's like, it's a great skill because you can like impress people by like whipping up a cocktail.
So we're drinking what you found online and it's called The Raven.
The Raven. It's inspired by Edgar Allan Poe.
You tried to keep it spooky.
I literally texted Hadley. She texted me, what drink do you want? And I said, I'm going to Pinterest spooky cocktails.
Wow.
And I found this one.
Nothing's more spooky than Pinterest.
Yes, the
Pinterest
spooky
sponsor.
Of all. This has much more conception and effort behind it, though, than the last week's Dirty Bird, which we are somehow still feeling the effects of a week later. Maybe we all record on the same day.
Ghost.
Who's to tell?
If we did, that'd be really dumb because we'd get real drunk.
Wow, yeah. It's almost like it's 5:45. We've been drinking for 3.5 hours. In any case, this is a delicious drink. It is rum, cranberry juice cocktail, blackberries, and mint.
Yeah. All blended.
Threw it in a blender.
Blended with ice.
Got some big old ice cubes in there.
Yep.
Very tasty, very refreshing.
I got to break the ice. I made a Basic Instinct reference.
It was dope.
What was the reference?
I said...
To break in the ice.
Well, it was weird because you gave me a penis-shaped bottle opener.
Let's talk about what I gave you. A penis-shaped
to
bottle
break,
opener
I was
from
like,
Iceland.
From Iceland. And it said, like,
oh, is
museum
it from the penis
what?
Museum?
It is.
Oh, wow.
A friend gave it to
hey,
me.
Hey, shout-outs to the penis museum. Looking for sponsors.
Looking for sponsors. Shout-out to Iceland. Looking
yeah.
for sponsors.
Yeah.
But you handed me this penis-shaped bottle opener.
For
and
sure.
then I started whacking away at the ice with the penis-shaped bottle opener, and I said, do you like to watch me do this? And then I forgot the guy's name, so I just went, Steve? Question mark. And you looked at me and went, I don't like this.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember any of that.
Oh boy, we're slipping in and out of consciousness over here, folks.
That's good.
Woo, so,
Olivia,
it's hot.
What were you gonna say?
It's hot, that's literally all I was gonna
okay,
say.
Oh, it is hot.
Yeah.
We brought you here today. Olivia's honestly a really spooky person.
Oh,
that's
God.
So true.
Okay.
What was like your, what's your earliest memory of seeing dead people?
My earliest memory, okay, so like just fun
God, this
fact.
Is so good.
It's so good.
It's
so I'm
so good. This drink is
myself.
So good.
Shout out to my dad, Kevin.
Looking for sponsors.
Looking for sponsors.
This joke might go too far.
No, I think we're going to do it for every
episode.
I think
it's y'all's running gag.
If I was a fan, I'd be like, guys, we gotta get someone to sponsor them. So they
yeah,
shut
it's
the
true.
Fuck up.
I think that's our
I'm
new.
Not sponsors.
This is our new bit.
This is y'all's bit. Yeah. But my first memory ever was when I was like
of this plane that's
of
flying
like,
by.
It's
are
of
we pausing
this plane.
For audio?
Pause for audio.
Pause for audio. Let's get drunk and say things about ghosts.
Audio.
Okay, let's just keep talking. Right.
My first like ghost memory. I remember in my house one time, I was, like, playing in my playroom, and I, like,
how
felt...
How old were you?
Oh, young. I was under 4.
Okay.
And I remember I was playing with, like, Polly Pockets, and I felt like someone was watching me, and I turned around, and there was, like, legitimately, like, a dark shadow figure standing
not great.
In the doorway. Not great. Not good.
It
and
wasn't
as
the
I've
Polly
learned,
Pocket.
It wasn't a Polly Pocket. It was, like, a tall man shadow.
Was he wearing a hat?
Me.
Joseph's ghost was wearing a hat. Okay.
That'd be cool. Maybe we'd be haunted by the same guy. But yeah, like that was, and I remember being like looking at it for a long time and waiting for it to go away because I thought it was like a trick of the light or something, and it didn't. And I was like, this is really weird. And
were you like, alone in the house?
No.
No, she was four.
I was with my mom was in the other room. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where it kind of all began.
Here's your food.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Survival, baby.
It's like Matilda.
Yeah.
Cool. Where they're like, there's soup in the kitchen.
She was a witch.
Was this an 100%. Evil man?
Oh, yeah. I still like to this day, up until like the night before I moved to California, I had like horrible ghost experiences in that house. Oh,
good. Okay.
And like, it's very much stuff that it sounds fake because it's so stereotypical, but like, I used to have like dolls. I used to have these like shelves in my room that had like, you could put things on the top of them. And my grandparents used to go to London a lot and they'd always bring me back a porcelain doll. And I was always thank you so much, Grandma.
Thank you so much, Grandma.
And my mom had the great idea to where I was like, I fucking hate these dolls, but I didn't use that language because I was young. But in my head,
I hate these dolls.
I hate these dolls, Mom. She'd be like, well, they're from like another country. We're going to put them on display.
A foreign country.
A foreign country called London.
An exotic culture.
One day you'll go.
Yeah.
And so like they were sitting up on my countertops and like my bed was like to where I could look at all the dolls like, facing as I slept. Them. And so I remember being young and like climbing up on my shelves and like turning them all around.
Yeah.
And I remember I did that right before I went to bed one night and I woke up in the morning and they had all turned back.
Oh, not great.
And I was like, that's the worst feeling
that's,
in the world.
I'm leaving.
They literally all turned around.
Imagine being like 8 years old and that being
I would have left. Well, I probably couldn't leave because I was eight, but I would have been like, I'm not sleeping here
anymore.
Like,
I'm not doing
and
this
then
anymore.
Parents would be like, you're making it up. And then you just got haunted dolls.
Yeah.
Staring at you. So did they ever like move? Like, did you ever wake up and they were like laying next to you or something real
scary?
None
of that. But like they definitely, I mean like they shifted around all the time.
So, but that must not be the dolls themselves. It must be some other force in the house moving them around.
Yeah.
So this man that you saw, did you see his face? Like, was he
a
mean
like
looking
a
man? Okay.
Yeah.
So did you see, so that's that.
Yes.
And then going from there, what else happened?
Let me think. Because there's so many.
I know at one point you told me you had like imaginary friends.
Yeah.
But like creepy ass imaginary friends.
Yeah, I had like these imaginary friends that were like, my mom says that like, because my mom is one of those people that she's like very much, she'll be like, I don't believe in ghosts. But then to me, she's like, I believe in ghosts. Because my dad is like, ghosts aren't real.
So she's like playing a front and then with you, she's like,
and then she's like, I understand. But like she's talked about these like ghosts or these imaginary friends with me before. And she's like, Olivia, it was creepy. Like she was like, they weren't just like, oh, like me and Kelly are gonna play with this doll.
It's like and then, me like, and you Baphomet the are gonna go sacrifice a child.
I would like tell her, I was like, these are their names. Yeah. I was like,
what were their names?
The girl was named Alex and the boy was named Brother. And I was like, I was like, I don't know Brother's name. Like, his name's just Brother. And my mom was like, great, cool. And I, like,
you're haunted.
Yeah,
you're
all right, goodbye.
Child.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, I don't remember all of this, but she said that, like, they had to, like, set up another, like, bed in my room that they had to sleep in. And, like, I would make them, like, set a plate for them at dinner and, like, buckle them up in the car.
But you don't remember any of them?
I remember playing with them, but I don't remember. I remember it, like, bits and pieces.
Stuff?
Oh, I remember what they look like.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was, like, ingrained.
I don't
like
that.
One night my mom, like, set me down and she was like, what do they look like? And I told her, like, to a T what these two people looked like.
Okay.
And she was like, that's weird.
What did they look like?
They looked like Brother was like tall and he had like darker hair. They were like teenagers.
That's still weird though.
Yeah. And then like Alex was like, she had like curly, like really curly brown hair. And I knew that they were brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that like I wasn't their sister, but like they kept trying to get me to be like their like adopted little sister.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But they were like, they were nice. And like, I remember one day my mom, she like asked me, like, where Brother and Alex were, and I was like, oh, like, they're done. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, they're done here, like, they're gone. And then I, like, pointed down the street, and I was like, they just, like, walked out and, like, walked down the street. Did you not see them? And my mom was like, no.
Goodbye!
And I remember, like, seeing, I remember because my window looked out at the street, Yeah. Because I lived at the, my room was at the front of the house, and I remember, like, watching them, like, walk down the end of the street.
So I'm going to tell an imaginary friend story real quick.
Do it.
Because I had this imaginary friend when I was little, and its name was Guinea's Papa.
Guinea's Papa?
Guinea's.
Guinea's Papa.
Like Guinness. Guinea's
okay.
Papa.
Okay, sure.
And I would talk about him all the time. My parents were like, all right, Guinea's Papa. Guinea's and there's Papa. Like home videos of me being like, oh, Guinea's Papa's at work. He'll come home later. And then one day I got a package from my aunt and I opened it. And in it is like the ugliest doll I've ever seen. I actually, my parents still have it at their house. And it's like, now it's like skin has turned green because it's so old. And it had this insane hair, and it's just, like, really, really ugly.
Okay.
And I pulled it out of this packaging, and my parents were like, that's a scary-ass doll. Like, they were like, that's so fucking scary. And I held it up, and I turned to them, and I said, it's Guinea's Papa. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, this is how Guinea's Papa looks.
That's
and they were
so
like,
weird.
We don't like that.
Wait, so you're, who sent it to you?
My aunt.
Okay.
But essentially, I had decided, like, this is what he looks like. And my parents were like, that's even scarier.
That's even worse.
So
it's
you're
so
like,
much worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe your aunt is in a coven and she's trying to send you messages.
Who knows?
Starting at birth. You know.
I know.
He knows.
I know.
Anyway, I think imaginary friends are just, like, spooky with little kids.
I didn't have one.
I have, like, a friend that's a medium now,
mm-hmm.
who I think you should have on.
Yeah,
Jerry.
We'll have him on.
He has so many spooky stories. Yeah, and he was like, oh, yeah, 100%. Like, that's not normal at all.
Do you know the history about your house or anything?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I've asked my parents about it, but they said that when they moved in, this is, like, a really weird fact. When they got married, they moved into the house, and when they, like, toured the house, when it was, like, newly moved out of, the room that became my room had all this, like, weird stuff painted on the walls, and they were like, okay, ha ha ha, we need to get rid of that immediately.
What did it say?
What
it was just, like, weird shapes and stuff like that, and in, like, weird colors.
And symbols?
And then they just painted it white when I was a baby, but...
Ooh. Is it still there? Like, if you chipped away the white paint?
I've thought about that so many times.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I was like, I wonder what would happen if I, like, chipped away at the, like, layers of paint. But
maybe they were written by Brother and Alex
when they lived there. Maybe they went crazy and...
Jesus.
I don't know.
So, okay, so moving on from childhood.
Yes.
Then what next in that house?
Let's see. In that house, it was just, like, very... Oh, it was just always very weird. And there were times where things, like, would very distinctly happen. Like, I have one... I'm telling you, all these sound so stereotypical. Like, I pulled them from movies. But, like, the way that... This is all a lie.
Don't inject doubt into the listener's mind.
Liars, sponsor us.
shout out to the Liars.
Shout out to Compulsive Liars. Yeah. Sponsor us.
We've all met them.
We've loved them
for a little bit and then realized that they suck.
That they're compulsive liars.
Sponsor us.
Give us your fake money that you've lied about. But a lot of it was like sounds or like objects being manipulated. Like my next story, which is, I think, the most scared I've been in my childhood home.
Let's hear it.
I'm gonna, actually, should we refresh our drinks?
Let's refresh. This is good.
The scariest story ever told.
Yeah,
here
so
from
these
Olivia,
are the last
last name.
Exactly. I'm
Olivia
last name
redacted.
Last name redacted.
Last name redacted.
Name in with dress.
Last
withheld.
Name in dash A.
Yeah.
thanks, Adley. But yeah, so there was one time that me and my sister, so basically from that same playroom that I first saw the ghost, if you looked out the door.
Wait, let's hold for this plane.
Cool.
Hold
you have such nice skin, Olivia.
Thank you.
I'm staring at your forehead, and it's blemish free.
Thank you.
It is a pristine forehead.
I knew my boyfriend was the one, because one time he said, you have such good skin. And he's like, I wonder what it would look like as a suit. And then he was like, what? Just kidding. No. What? And I was like, he gets it.
Okay.
All right.
Olivia, scary story.
The scariest
okay,
story.
Okay, so basically from, I was maybe like 10, probably. Because like, I remember what we were doing was me and my sister. I was like... It was the summertime, and I used to always want to play summer school with her. And so I think my mom was probably out of the house, but I was like trying to, I had taken all of my like notes from the grade that she was about to go into and I was trying to teach her stuff so she'd be ahead.
Because
I was like a
game.
Great sister just trying to get her to have
I
like,
play video she games. Was like, I hate alone.
Yeah, she yeah. literally, she was like, this is the most boring thing in the world. I was like, do you want to be number one?
Do you want to be the best?
Do you want to be the best? The best. I don't know why Texas. I was the tiger mom at 10 years old, yeah. whatever. But anyway, so I remember like writing, I had this Wizard of Oz chalkboard, which I still have, and I kind of want to bring it out here. It's really cool.
You should.
I should, because it's got like the vintage Wizard of Oz characters on it. But that's neither here nor there. So anyway, I was like writing on this chalkboard, and so from the door to the playroom, you can see all the way down the hall into my parents' bedroom. Mm-hmm. And those same grandparents that gave me those fucking creepy dolls from London, when my parents got married, they had a doll made. Of like
what's
my
up with
mom?
Them and dolls? Chill out.
I don't know. They have a case of dolls at their house. My grandma's a very eccentric woman. But anyway, they had a doll made of my mom.
Oh no.
With like
that,
her wedding
there's
dress
no way that, that
and
can
her
end
veil
well.
And her like hair. Her? It doesn't look like her. It's just like has blue eyes. It looks like just a normal
I don't
doll.
Trust it.
But they had it like matched to like her the way her hair looked on her wedding day, and they had okay. like a mini version of her wedding dress made. And that's what they gave my parents for their wedding gift. And my parents have told me this story about how they brought it out and they like thought they were getting like a trip from my grandparents because they kept talking about like London, and my parents were like, oh my gosh,
we
that's
love
so nice.
London. And then it's
they're like sending us, and then they brought
doll.
Out this terrifying, like mildly life-sized doll.
Yeah, fuck that.
And they had to like, they would keep it under a bed, like my sister's old bed.
Because it was terrifying?
Because it was terrifying, and then they would bring it out whenever my grandparents were coming over.
I hate it.
But I remember it was out one time because my grandparents had like been in town that week, and my sister and I were like playing with this chalkboard, and for some reason we both like looked down the hall, and the doll
no
like literally no. it's standing no. there like holding its bouquet like haunted mansion no. style, like head rotated
oh,
and
I
looked at us down the hall.
That.
Its head moved. Its head literally rotated and looked at my sister.
Wait!
Have I never told you this before?
I hate every
yes,
part of this. I hate
rotated,
that.
Rotated, looked at me, and my sister, and my sister was old enough that like she
I'm like,
saw.
I'm kind of freaking
saw
out.
Saw its head
I'm
move.
We legitimately
out.
Saw because we both like we were like laughing about something, and then it was like weird because I don't know why, but we both like felt compelled to like look down the hallway.
Oh, your head rotated while its head. Was
yeah, rotated. And then like we both were looking at it, and we both like saw the head from its starting position to like look at us, and we both like
can we end this podcast?
This yeah. was a mistake. Every
we're, like,
part of
never
this.
Doing this podcast again. We both flipped out, and then we saw the head, like, rotate back, and then we were both, like, frozen, and I remember running and, like, just slamming the door, and then I was like, you saw that, right? And she was like, yeah, you saw that, right? And I was like, yeah.
You didn't
and I
leave
was, like,
the house? I was just ran
no,
out.
No, we just, like, didn't know what, because my mom was gone, and we were, like, little kids. We were like, what do we do? So we just stayed in that room with the door closed until my parents got home. It was so
I
terrifying.
I hate that.
It just,
how
like,
big is this doll?
It's like 4 feet tall.
Ooh,
it's a baby.
No,
wait,
no,
I didn't know
no,
it was
no,
that
no.
big.
Yeah, it's like
no,
a tall,
no, no.
to this day terrifies me.
I thought
an
it was
adult.
Like 2 feet tall, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought
oh,
it was
no,
like a doll.
No, it's not a normal doll size. It's like a 4 and a half, 5 foot.
It's like the
doll.
Size of Danny DeVito.
It's like the size
comedy.
Of Olivia.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
That's, well, that's awful. You should get rid of this doll.
So then what happened to the doll?
My parents, we told my mom and dad, and they just kind of, like, laughed it off, and they're like, you girls with your silly imaginations.
Oh,
and then they just, like,
oh,
saw
oh,
it. I know! But I think they thought that I, like, projected the idea into my sister's mind, because she was, like, younger than me, and we were home alone, and, mm-hmm. like, I could convince her of anything, but, like, I was like, my sister's the most stubborn person that's ever
existed. But you fucking
existed.
Saw that.
We both fucking saw
I
it.
I believe you.
And, like, in the moment, we both, like, saw it. And she like is old enough to remember, like we've talked about it before since that happened, but
I think that's one of the more terrifying things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
it
not
was
a fan.
So terrifying.
Not a fan.
It's the most terrified I've ever been in my life.
Hmm.
But then I think, okay, so the last thing in that house was the night that I was like moving, the
yeah.
night before
I
moved to
you
California.
Told me this story.
Yeah. I basically
and I
was
like it.
In, it's a horrible story. So my whole family had gone to sleep and I was still like finishing packing and I was grabbing some things out of my sister and I's bathroom.
So you're moving from Texas.
I was moving from Texas to California. And like that meant that I was like not going to live in that house anymore. And I was like standing in my bathroom And our bathroom's, like, long and, like, narrow. And I was standing at the very end, like, getting things from the last cabinet. And I remember, like, stepping down from getting things from the cabinet. And, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, you're going to walk towards that door and something bad's about to happen.
No.
And I remember being, like, and my body, like, got all tense. And I was like, what is going on? And then I tried to, like, step through the door. And it was, like, 1,000 voices, and they all were, like, screaming and, like, saying my name and, like, Jesus yelling, like, different things. Christ. And it, like, scared me so bad that I, like, literally fell to the ground in, like, a fetal position, and I started, like, kind of having a panic attack. And I, like, was screaming so loud that I, like, woke up my mom.
Oh.
And then,
And it just felt like, what were they saying to you other than Olivia?
They were, like, just, like, it was, like, blood-curdling screams of, like, my name and, like, don't go and, like...
They wanted you to stay
in
the house.
Yeah, and, like, I physically, like, I tried to, like, crawl through the door frame and I, like, couldn't. Like, I couldn't make it past, like, the threshold of the door. And I was, like, profusely sweating. And then, like, my mom came into the bathroom. She's like, what's wrong? I was like... nothing. I just thought I heard something. And she was like, okay, well, go. I'm going to go back to sleep. And I literally just like sat there and I was like, what the fuck was that?
Ugh.
And it was so, so terrifying. I feel like that moment when I like heard all those voices was a very much like an end of an era type of thing. And so like now when I go back to that house, I still don't like feel great there, but like it's not the same as growing up. When I was in high school still, my friend, do you remember this story?
I don't know. Oh, your friend lived in a haunted house.
My friend lived in a very haunted house. And he lived like 2 hours away from everyone else. And so like if he ever had like a birthday or anything, like boys and girls, which was a big deal, we all like just spend the night at his house.
Mm-hmm. That's racy for that time.
It's racy.
Time.
It's racy for like a 13-year-old.
For that time.
For 2012.
Oh,
woo! But anyway, so he had been telling us all of these stories about how haunted his house was and how he had like seen people in his closet. And, like, how specifically, like, there were times where, like, he'd wake up and, like, the other side of his bed was, like, indented and, like, things like that.
So these are very active spirits.
Very active. Yes. His were, like, super active. This particular night, like, the girls had half of the room and the boys had the other half of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys were, like, asleep on, like, the floor and then, like, one guy was asleep on, like, his, like, little couch that he had and then, like... the girls, like, there was one girl asleep on the floor, and then I was in the bed with my friend Taylor. So, like, I had half of the bed, and she had half of the bed. So, I, like, and I remember before he fell asleep, there was, like, a Sonic cup of, like, water next to his bed. Yeah.
And Sonic water.
Yes, yeah, Sonic water.
Sponsored.
Their spicy chicken nuggets are very good. Shout-outs to Sonic.
Shout-out to Sonic. Give us...
So there's a Sonic cup of water.
There's a Sonic cup of water next to his bed. And I was, like, asleep next to that side of the bed. And also the side with the alarm clock. So I remember waking up because I was, like, soaking wet. Like, half of my body was wet. And I remember waking up because I felt, like...
wet?
Like, water all over me. And I looked and it was, like, it was covered in water, and I was like, how did this happen? And I looked above me, and the cup was, like, hovering above my head, like, spilling the water out, and then No one was holding it. It was literally just floating in the air, and I looked at it, and then it dropped to the ground. And I looked at the alarm clock, and it was 3 a.m., a.k.a. the devil's hour, which many people know to be in lore.
Oh, we know.
It's the evil hour of the night. And so my
friend... like kind of like midnight Eastern Standard Time. It's weird that they align themselves with the East.
Exactly. I don't know.
My stomach really hurts. Okay, anyways.
It was 3 a.m. and I know that that's a spooky, spooky time.
If you throw up in my house, I'm going to be so upset.
You have a bathroom, Hadley. Stop being so selfish. All right, anyway, so I leaned over to Taylor, and I'm shaking her very violently, trying to get her to wake up. She wouldn't wake up, and I was so spooked, and Taylor believes in ghosts as well.
So you're like, wake up, Taylor!
Yeah, I was like, Taylor, wake up, because I knew she'd believe me, and she'd maybe, like, help me or calm me down or something. So she wouldn't wake up. Like I said before, I'm a very, like, freeze-in-the-moment person, so I literally just, like, when she wouldn't wake up, I just, like, stayed in bed and, like, laid there still, maybe thinking that, like, if I didn't move, the ghost would think I was also dead. But
give
anyway,
it a little
so
more credit. I feel like it's smarter than that.
It is smarter than that. It's being spooky. It was pulling, like, a prank on me. But anyway, so I didn't tell anyone about it.
What's the ghost of Ashton Kutcher? Punched.
Okay. Hadley. Well, so there's a little boy. There's a little boy sticking your hand in
there
the water.
There was a little.
There's a little boy.
A little boy.
Little boy.
Oh, folks, we have been potting for a while.
Yeah. It really, really hit me just now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
So the spooky thing was there was a little boy that was haunting his house. I knew that from the stories. I did not see the little boy. But it makes sense that a little boy would, like, pour water on
Ashton
someone.
Ashton Kutcher.
He's Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher is actually dead, and he's haunting my ex-boyfriend Bryce's house.
He's going to send us a cease and desist if we say that about him.
Ashton Kutcher, you were doing such good things on the
You're
ranch.
Doing great, sweetie.
By Netflix. So, 2 years down the road.
Okay,
I don't know.
So what'd you
multiple
find out
years
that
down
made
the
it
road.
Creepier.
Like last year, I was sitting in Taylor's living room with her lovely husband. Her husband's telling us about his weird ghost experiences and how he, like, fully believes in ghosts now, even though he was such a skeptic for most of his life. And then I, for the first time ever, told them this story about being at Bryce's house. And Taylor was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I couldn't get you to wake up." And she was like, No, that's not what I'm talking about. She's like, "I remember that night because I was fucking terrified." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, she woke up and she, like, had all these scratches on her arm. And she said that she turned over and, like, looked at me and then, like, she could see the clock and it was 3 a.m.
And
that
you
she
were
said
asleep?
That, and I was asleep.
Oh!
And she said that she.
I want to die.
Okay, that's fucking awful.
Yeah,
what the fuck did she say?
Basically, at 3 a.m., she thought I was asleep, and she said that she violently tried to shake me awake, but I wouldn't wake up. So basically, we were both in parallel dimensions, or the ghost had altered our reality, or something like that, because we were having the same experience at the same time, but both of us thought the other person was asleep. Isn't that terrifying?
Yes!
Yeah.
I will confidently say that is terrifying.
Yeah, very spooky.
But in your new home in L.A., you've not had any incidents.
My newest apartment, I definitely have. And that's...
Oh, okay, great. Good.
Every place I've ever
so
lived
So you're
is
haunted.
Terrifying.
Well, yeah, bring it on home, Olivia. Tell us about your new house and
right,
how
so
your daily
home.
Daily life is still a fucking nightmare.
My daily life is still a nightmare.
Are you scared or are you just kind of accepting of this is your life?
I've gotten very, like, used to the idea. Even
of just a constant paranoia.
Of, like,
presence.
A constant paranoia of, like, evil spirits.
Good. That's,
because
yeah,
it's so...
Way.
I've dealt with it since, like, I... can remember, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my new apartment, literally the day I moved in, it was like very much like a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was one day that I was at work and my mom, like when I moved in, she stayed with me for a week to like help me get my apartment together because I was working so much. And she told me that one day she was like, "Yeah, it was so weird. Like there's one corner of the house that I had to like scrape off all this candle wax."
Okay.
And she's like, "Isn't that crazy?" Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, for sure."
Sounds pretty wild.
And there's like these weird like shapes in my bathroom that they've had to like repatch over, like with drywall.
Why does this happen to you?
I don't just know. It follows me everywhere. And then like literally the minute my mom left, I was like, "There's 100% a ghost that lives in this apartment, but it's definitely a woman." There was one time where, like, I could hear her, like, laughing in the kitchen. And it was, like, a very pleasant... It's the first time in my life that I've had, like, a pleasant
it's
spirit.
It's like she's having a nice time.
Yeah, she's, like, having a nice time. Like, I remember I was telling Jerry about it, and I was, like... I felt like she was, like, falling in love. Because I could also hear, like, a man's voice.
That's kind
so
of
sweet.
And I was like, oh,
warm
it's sweet.
Sweet.
Like, it was a very much, like, a nice ghost.
So you kind of evolved from these, like, not maybe great spirits to, like, something
to, like,
sweet.
This nice one, yeah. But I have, like, all of these old, like, vintage maps hanging up above my couch.
Uh-huh.
And they're pinned into the wall with, like, push pins. And kid you not, I would come home from work and literally all of them would have fallen down. Like, constantly, on a daily basis. Like, they would all come down off the wall. And nice. I was like, these are push pinned into the wall. I don't understand how this is happening. But anyway, so I have this apartment. I have this feeling all the time that there's a lady there.
I mean, I guess...
She's, like, not harmful, but also it's, like, spooky to, you know, there's a ghost there. But she never, like, does anything to mess with me or anything like that. So I come across...
I'm glad to hear that.
Jerry, who's my lovely, lovely friend. He's now one of my best friends, like a brother to me. But like the first time I hung out with him ever, we were playing mini golf. And when we left, we were like leaving mini golf. And he literally didn't know a single thing about me. Like we had never met. Mm-hmm. He kind of like showed up at this thing that I was at. But he like pulled me aside and he's like, hey, this is going to sound weird. I know I don't know you at all. But I just want to let you know that there's, like, this dog that follows you around all the time. Whoa. And he's, like,
no,
a brown
thank
dog.
You.
And he's, like, kind of a lab, but, like, skinnier and smaller than a lab. But he, like, loves
he
you so much.
You?
And he's always taking care of you. And I literally,
that's
like,
really
started
sweet.
Crying. Well, because my first dog was a lab that we rescued, and he was, like, a mutt. And he we think he was, like, a greyhound, so he's smaller and skinnier than most labs.
This is a wholesome story.
And I was,
I like
that. That's my first dog. Like, how do you know that? And he's, like, I, like, see, he's, like, with you all the time. Like,
wow.
He follows you around all the time to make sure that, like, you're safe.
Oh, that's nice.
And I, like, teared up, and I was
Jerry
like,
on.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry is
yeah.
literally
Let's get
the
Jerry
best.
On
He's
here.
Had some great experiences and some really fucking scary experiences.
Jerry, soon.
And that sparked a friendship in us because I was like, I believe in ghosts. You see ghosts.
What was your
like,
dog's name?
Lucky. Anyway,
Lucky,
so
shout outs
I'm glad
to, you.
To hear that out of all the bad shit, you still have Lucky.
I still have Lucky, which is probably what's kept me not possessed all these years.
Yeah.
But anyway,
what are you looking at?
That hat was not like that.
Yeah, yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It
yeah,
was sitting
it was.
On its side.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was on the arm. It was facing the other way. I swear to God.
I think we moved it.
Okay.
Okay. I swear. I'm not to
I'm in disbelief of that.
No. It was, I remember looking over it. It was on the arm of the, it was on the arm of the chair, but it was like resting. Like, here, let me show.
It's my hat,
we don't
hat,
have to, we don't
so
have to
like,
put this on the pot. But it was like
I mean,
this.
We probably will.
I swear it was
really?
Like that.
Spooky.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, I met Jerry, and he told me all these spooky things, and one time he's just had a wild life, but you'll get into that on his episode. But anyway,
his
he came to
appearance.
My apartment one time, and he literally, like, walked in, and he looked at me, and I hadn't told him. I hadn't told anyone about, like, how I was feeling about
mm-hmm.
this house. But he, like, looked at me, and he's like, can I talk to you in your bedroom for a second? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, so someone's definitely here. It's a woman, and she doesn't know that you're here, too. She thinks that she's living in, like, her own timeline.
Whoa.
And he's like, so that's probably why she hasn't bothered you. And I was like, how do you know all that? And he's like, this is what I do. And I was like, oh, that's true. But anyway, he basically was like, yeah, like, she lives here, and she's basically, like, caught up in, like, a timeline of, like, she doesn't know she's dead, so she thinks she's still, like, living.
Whoa.
And
is she gonna
like,
be pissed if she figures it out?
Well, that's the fun part. Okay, so wait. So basically, he was like, do things move around a lot in your apartment? Like, do things fall off the walls
mm-hmm.
and stuff? And I was like, yeah, actually, like, all those posters, they come down all the time. And he's like, that's because, like, in her world, she's, like, cleaning her apartment, and it's affecting your apartment in, like, the modern day. And I was like, that is wild. And he was like, but she doesn't know you exist. Like, she doesn't know you're here. And so basically there was one day that it kept going on, and it kept getting, like, progressively worse. Like, it seemed like she was getting, like, more and more agitated with, like, possibly being stuck in, like, a loop.
Yeah.
And so there was one day that he, like, something, like, weird happened. It was just, like, a very, like, weird energy when he came over one day. And, like, something touched him. And he, like, literally jumped out of his seat. And he was, like, something literally just grabbed my shoulder. And he was, like, this is getting worse. And we need to, like, take care of this. And I was, like, I don't know how to take care of this. And basically, he has, like, this spirit that follows him around a lot. And,
mm-hmm.
like, kind of, like, is, like, a talking piece for, like, the other side. And he was like, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell him to, like, hang out here, explain to her what's going
on.
And
then they fell in love?
And then they fell in love.
Like, actually?
No, I don't know. But Love Actually, starring the ghost in my apartment and Jerry's spirit guide.
Sponsor us.
sponsor us, Hugh Grant.
2003 film,
yep.
Love Actually.
But anyway, he was like, he's going to stay here and explain to her what's going on and explain to her that she needs to, like,
and then
move
he
on.
Told the spirit that follows him to do that?
Yeah, he basically did. He was like, I'm just going to, like, tell it to do that because
no.
he just communicates in his mind with the spirits. But basically, after that night, I've, like, never had any problems with my apartment. And I feel, like, 100% fine.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, thank you.
So
yes,
much.
That
You're
was
welcome.
A treasure trove of
yeah.
content.
Yeah,
I've had a spooky life.
You really have.
You've
that,
had a spooky and a very blessed life.
That doll
thank
story
you.
Will never leave me, but I'm happy that Lucky
yeah.
is a nice doll.
I think
I
am very
lovely
afraid
friends.
To be here alone.
Yep.
You shouldn't be. It's just me. Like, they follow me around.
Yeah, take them okay. with you.
Take them
yeah.
with you.
Take them
Swear
with you,
to God,
baby.
That
I'll take them with you.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in to another episode
of Wait, did you put the hat back?
Yeah, he did.
That's moving around. Thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Stirred Spirits. We will be hitting you next week with Hadley's mom.
Oh my gosh.
Hadley's mom is going to be on the pod, and she's a very...
My baby girl. She's literally the most lovely human I've ever met.
I am so excited to... I think I've met her once. I'm so excited to see her again. And she will lecture us very sternly about doing this podcast because we might bring back something we didn't mean
to. Fuck yeah, she will. All right.
Hell yeah. Okay.
See you later, booze.
See you later, booze.
Thanks for having me.
Goodbye.